It was a shocking moment, the discovery at the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore of pieces of broken glass strewn along the beach, dangerous shards that appear to be carefully and deliberately placed on the beach. Scott Tucker is with us. He's the superintendent of the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. Scott, how much glass was there and how large was the area where it was found?
It's sort of mind-boggling. We have probably, as of today, picked up over 5,000 glass shards. And these are glass shards the size of a quarter up to a silver dollar and down to, you know, the size of your fingernail. And they're spread out along the Good Harbor Beach within the northern section of Sleeping Bear Dunes, a good 200-400 yards along the lakeshore.
So I guess I'll ask the question, do you believe this was deliberate as opposed to just washing up from the lake?
Definitely it was deliberate. There's no way that thousands of shards of glass could wash up out of Lake Michigan. Somebody deliberately broke them and deliberately walked the beach and dropped them.
You know, 5,000 pieces that you've picked up so far, my jaw hits the ground. And I stop, Scott, and I think about, you know, you break a plate or a glass in the kitchen or drop a glass on the bathroom floor, and you are never really sure you've got the pieces. You know, you sweep and sweep. How do you clean this up and feel confident people will be okay to walk barefoot on that stretch of beach?
You know, that's the challenge we're tasked with here. If you just take the weather last Saturday along that same shoreline, we had 3-4-foot tall waves crashing into the beach. And so the fear is how many pieces of glass are now 10, 20, 30 feet offshore, buried in sand and buried under the water, and how many other locations they're transported in the beach, as well as one storm this summer could unearth another piece of glass. For a beach that thousands of people visit in the summer, barefoot and on their beach towels and recreating in the park, it's a pretty scary thing. And the last thing I want to do is put up a big warning sign that says, keep your shoes on when you're at the beach. But unfortunately, that's what we did on Monday morning, is we placed warning signs up on Good Harbor Beach to keep your shoes on.
Any leads on who may have done this and why?
Your guess is as good as mine. It boggles my head and it boggles our law enforcement rangers' heads of why someone would deliberately spread glass. Over the last day, folks have come to the idea that someone is seeding it for beach glass. Well, a $20 rock tumbler will get you beach glass. Dropping thousands and thousands of shards on a beach, that is malicious intent.
What was your first feeling when you heard this news?
You know, my first feeling is anger, frustration. You know, this is a beach that I take my kids to, that visitors take their kids to, and locals spend time on. And the fact that any visitor that comes to the National Lakeshore has to worry about stepping on a piece of glass, cutting their foot, and having a negative recreational experience, that impacts everybody in the region.
So I take it investigation is continuing, but this is going to be tough to try to track down, isn't it?
That's exactly it. You know, tracking down, unless somebody saw somebody walking the beach and dropping glass, it's going to be really difficult. What we are trying to do is at least identify a time frame right now. That beach was under ice up until two and a half weeks ago. And so we're putting out the question of, did anybody walk that beach before Christmas and see glass? Or is it something that's happened in the last couple of weeks? And from there, we're also talking with the other local law enforcement agencies to see if there's similar things happening in other locations. We had a similar incident to this in the fall of 2017 at another beach within Sleeping Bear, not to the same quantity that we have found in Good Harbor, though.
Meantime, cleanup continues.
That's right. Our priority right now is picking up as many pieces of glass on the beach as possible.
Scott Tucker, superintendent of the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore, where crews have already cleaned up over 5,000 pieces of shattered glass deliberately spread along the beach. Thanks so much for talking with us, and best of luck with that cleanup.
Thanks for having me.